Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
916-909-1320. Cell Grove Kid Talk Line. If you want to get in on the conversation, if you want to sound off, man, please, please do. Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Sacramento Kings, 8 straight losses following the debacle in Memphis last night. In the last 14 days, the Sacramento Kings have lost games by 31, 27, 33, and 41. And as Jesse noted a few minutes ago, that is across a wide spectrum of opponents. One of those games was the Oklahoma City Thunder. They've lost a combined 1 game. The 41-point loss was to the Memphis Grizzlies. They were 4-11 going into that game. The 31-point loss was to the Atlanta Hawks at home. I'm sorry, the 33-point loss was to the Atlanta Hawks at home. And the 27-point loss was to the Minnesota Timberwolves, also at home. But go ahead, send your Black Friday specials out, guys. Get those tickets out there. That's low key the frustrating part for people like us, me, you, Jesse, the 1,400 people watching and you know, by whatever, hopefully a lot of people by the grace of God listening. We're really invested in this, right? We're invested in every move. We get frustrated. We get angry. We create scenarios that anger us. Scenarios that might not be real. Doug might not be fired. I'd be stunned if Doug wasn't fired at some point, meaning I'm talking about coaching into next year. I'd be stunned if Doug coached next season. But I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But still, in this market, just yesterday, 22-year-old, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, we love Kings tickets. Really? Yeah. Love going to the game with their friends, having drinks, being downtown, stepping out afterwards. It's a night out. They don't care if Zach LaVine quits. They don't care if DeMar DeRozan likes it here or not. They don't care if Doug Christie's job is on the line. They don't care what Scott Perry is doing. They don't care what Vivek and Angelique are talking about courtside. They don't care. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder how many people like that are at the Golden One Center every night versus how many people are like us at the Golden One Center every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was elated to hear that. You're big Christmas. You want Kings tickets? Great. Them bitches about to be stocking stuffers. That's no problem. How many you want? How many friends you want to go with you? Because we're not going to have. First, I'll show you. The first thing I said is we'll have no trouble getting these. Mm-hmm. None. We could probably send her to some high-profile games. Not going to be an issue. Matter of fact, tell her to show up at the arena. We'll buy her tickets 5 minutes before the start of the game and get them even cheaper.
Yeah. Easy work. It, you know, to answer your question, I think there's a lot more people, a whole lot more people who are like that than us or some people in the chatty house. I'm going to the game on Monday. And I don't want to say they don't care, but the people I'm going to be with could care less what's going on with the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely do not care. They're just, hey, we going to be at the Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice little nice little party, you know, going on at the Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
That's, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be dope. We're at the Kings game.
Yeah.
I think that's some. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, and that's gonna. And there's,
I forget.
Wrong.
I admittedly forget that sometimes.
Yeah, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
In a lot of ways, it's a better, healthier way of living.
Very much so.
Like, hey, I'm just gonna go out and I'm gonna enjoy a night out, you know, and see some of the, whether it's the Kings or the opponent, see some of the best players in the world. Like, that is, there is. That's probably the way you should do it,
right?
more times than not.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get caught up in the minutia of it all, and it's because we love it, you know, in a different way. But there's gonna be a lot of people that are, you know, gonna be at the Golden One Center for the rest of this season, and even in seasons moving forward.
No, I don't want to update Acrobatic Reader right now, but thank you.
Well, that in Dolby Digital, like, what, that was loud as hell.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's welcome to Odyssey.
there'll be quite a few people like that throughout the year, but I think it'll be noticeable how many people won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will.
It's getting very noticeable.
Yeah,
I mean. I try to be careful with this. It's always tricky sometimes when you're watching TV. And the two games that I went to as a fan, well, three, Atlanta's not super sexy.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Steph. We knew that in advance. There was no LeBron. We knew that in advance. There was no Luka. There was no Jimmy for the other two games that I went to. And, yeah, you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe that's part of the story. It's like, yo, the stars from the other team aren't here, or there aren't stars on the other team. See if we can off these tickets.
And I get both sides. Like, I know I'm fortunate. I'm blessed enough where, you know, I can go to the games for free as a part of the media. But I mean, there are games that I want to take my son to, and I'll try to get tickets just because. This basketball, there's 41 of these a year. You only get certain opportunities to go to these games. So I get that, but I also understand those people who are like, man, I'm not stepping foot in the Golden One Center as long as this is the product. We got, like, my girl Rachel. She says, hell no, I'm not going, even if it's Jalen Wells. That's her family. This playing against the Kings, and that's family. I'm not going. I get it. I absolutely get it. Like, until they change
the beach 848, like, what?
Oh, she'd be on the beach.
But it just used to be Ray.
Yeah.
Why do companies make changes that no one asked for?
Can we turn this off?
No, I don't think we can.
It's not up to us. It's above our pay grade.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know who half of you are anymore. Like,
Yeah, like, who's Spicy.
That's exactly who I was just looking at. Like, who is that? This used to be Cheers. Everybody knew your name. We come in, you go to our events, we introduce, oh no, I'm you know, King Boss. I'm you know, Chatty House, like all the. Nope, not anymore. Not anymore. Now I'm Soren Smith 95 and West Sac Kings 3787. Hi guys. Filthy McNasty 3123.
I like them better without the 3123.
It's like Google is tanking over here.
Shout out your boy Kenny Caraway 0522. I think that's my number.
Awful.
That's how society's gonna be. We're just gonna be numbers when the robots take over.
Well, every time I see, is it, I think it's at the Golden One Center where they like scan you and that's your ticket.
Oh, that's some courtside stuff. I don't know nothing about that.
I got, what do you I mean they scan
my,
you?
Yeah, I got the joint on my phone, bro, like in my wallet. Like,
Kings
I don't
fans
know.
Getting chipped or what? Yeah.
That's what I wondered.
That's
how Amazon does their stuff, I think, for some, like the little Amazon store to get in, I think, you can do the little chip.
See, like, no, you can't do that. It's a good store, too. You know who, Whole Foods does it.
Oh, okay.
Whole Foods like, no, scan your palm here.
That's terrifying.
Out of your goddamn mind. No, I'll just swipe my card. I'll tap my phone. Not scanning my palm to buy some blueberries.
Yeah, no, Whole Foods needs to press one button and then they control you for the rest of your life.
No, I mean, this is what I always say about this type of stuff. I agree with you. No, I'm not putting my palm there. I'm going to tap my phone. You have everything to me. You have everything. Every access to me. My cards, all this other stuff. You have it. It's all there.
You don't have my fingerprints.
What are they going to do with my fingerprint? Well, frame me, maybe.
What are they going to do with my
fingerprints? Crazy question. Well, yeah.
Questions a black frame man me. Has never asked. Goddamn, Kenny made history.
Well, no, I didn't say I was going to do it.
Kenny made history.
I didn't say I was going to do it.
Man.
But look, you put your fingerprint somewhere before, right?
I mean, I would think so.
Yes, it's in the database. It's the same place. If they look hard enough, they can get all your information from the from your phone and the internet.
Oh, you don't have Wi-Fi. To look hard to get it on my phone. That's easy.
I'm a believer in that, at least, that somebody, like, we had to do fingerprints to get this job?
No, I don't think so. I didn't.
Maybe that's just when you...
So.
When
Kenny got fingerprinted and we're going to Odyssey.
Maybe that's just when you...
left thumb here, please.
No, when you got to do a scan to, like when you work at schools and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Background well, I'm sure check, they do run a back, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, right. Like Odyssey runs a background check. Give me a break. Let's get Paul in here and see what he's talking about. 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia talk line. Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. So yeah, we're talking about, you know, what's going to get these guys motivated to play hard. You know, obviously they're not even playing for pride at this point. So what is it that's going to get them to have some motivation? And so I'm thinking like, well, when people start filling it in their wallets, that's when they're willing to make some changes, but they're getting paid the same amount regardless. So what do you think about maybe some type of incentive based or production-based pay?
Well, that's a league. That's not happening. That is a collective bargaining agreement thing in the league. And once you go to guaranteed contracts, you're never going back.
Mm-hmm.
Like the NBA is never going back to non-guaranteed contracts.
Right.
What will be interesting is watching how this second apron develops and influences the market over the course of the next couple of years, because obviously it had a tremendous impact this last offseason. What is the impact it has moving forward? We see teams are hesitant to trade for and to sign big money contracts that once seemed like no-brainers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. We've got much more ahead. If you want to get in on the phone lines, you most definitely can. 916-909-1320. A lot of people are texting and chatting. Here on YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and the whole deal. So we've got you covered from all bases. We're thrilled you're here with us. Eddie Gonzalez coming up 1 hour from now on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, we'll get right back to the phone lines here. 916-909-1320. Our brother JR. JR, what's up, man?
What's up, good friends? How are you?
Good, man. How you doing, JR? Another call up. Good. I appreciate you.
You can be out Thanksgiving, the run for the hungry.
We are. Oh, yeah. Are you running? There.
I'll be running by. I'll stop and say hi to you. Absolutely,
oh, man, please, man. Do. Absolutely. All these years, I've never met JR.
Okay. Hey, have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live skit where Amazon food, where you walk in and get the free food and just walk out? And it's Keon comes in and he's like, I ain't taking no free food. And they're like, no, you can just walk out. He goes, nope, not happening. It's a great skit. It reminds me of getting scanned in. They are doing that. They do that at the Niner games now. If you go up to the suites, and yes, luckily I get up to the suites once in a while.
I'm about to say, like, you're just in the suites like that, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's okay. How I roll.
So what are they scanning, JR?
No, your phone. So your phone's got
Bluetooth
on it, and you're walking by, and it's activated.
I appreciate you, JR. So that makes complete sense. I swear at the Golden 1 Center, I've never walked through it. I'm walking to the media area where I always walk. I swear it says, like, hey, we'll scan your face, and that's how you get in. Well, oh, man, I'm good.
They do that. JR might know this, too. I know he's gone, but he might know this. Don't they have one of those, like, it's labeled as, like, a grocery center, but you walk through at the Golden 1 Center, like during the concourse, walk through, get you a Sprite, get you whatever, and you keep it moving.
Well, look at the little kiosk, too, though, at the end, I think, where you pay for.
Is that? Oh, they got a kiosk?
Yeah, they got the little kiosk, little pay machines out there.
Kenny didn't know that. He just went
and
grabbed
crazy,
a bottle of wine and kept going.
No, I don't go through there. I'm like, look, I'm like Jazz in the courtroom. Remember, he was like, I'm not sitting down.
Yeah.
He's got
it. You want
that.
Some? You want some?
I ain't doing. I'm like the person that JR was talking about. Like, nope. I ain't. No. My debit card works just fine. Cash works just fine. I'll go over here. I'll stand in this line.
Yeah.
I don't trust it.
Pretty soon they're going to have you just like linked to stuff like at hotels where if you move a bottle out, but just charged you $40. just went to your ticket account. Just charged you $40 for that bottle of water.
Oh, well, none of those problems. Like I said, my card and cash works just fine for me.
That's the last question I ask at every hotel counter. If I move the snacks, does it cost me $15? Yes. Okay, thank you for telling me. Or no, you know, whatever. No, you could move them, but if you eat them, they cost you $15. Yeah. Oh, it's fine. I just want to know, like, if they get moved, does it cost me $15? No.
Me and the wife and the kids know. The question don't even need to be asked. Stay away from them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Stay away. We'll go over to this A&P around the corner and get what you need. Don't touch that stuff in the cupboard. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
$40 for a peanut M&M's.
It's 45, but still.
Damn.
But still, and that pretty soon, that's going to be what it costs to get a courtside seat to the Sacramento Kings.
Mm.
And it would still be too much.
Mm. Depending on who's in town. It'd be worth it if somebody else's.
Those tickets are always going to sell. The Warriors will always sell. The Lakers will always sell. I think the Spurs are on that list now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who else. The Celtics. The Celtics are on that list. I'm not sure who else
Bulls,
is.
The Knicks. My mom's been trying to get Knicks tickets for
her. Oh, the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks definitely are. The Bulls,
Bulls always sell. Yeah, even when they weren't good.
Okay.
They pull up. And now they're halfway decent. They'll be here for that. Really, it's to be honest with you, it's everybody but like five teams, maybe 5 to 7 teams.
Do you think OKC is a big seller? I don't.
I went to the OKC game and no, not a big seller.
Hmm.
Not a big seller. I don't want to put
Milwaukee.
Yeah,
Milwaukee will sell.
Well,
I don't even know. Maybe half the league. I don't even know if Denver sells. Either way,
game too,
doesn't matter.
They don't really sell.
Take your pick. You're not going to have any trouble going to Kings games this year.
No.
916-909-1320. Of course, that's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Our man TC waiting for us. TC, what's going on, baby?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
We good, man. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm all right, surviving. But check it out, Kings fans and everybody, bro. So check it out. Hey, I get what y'all saying. So look, it's like this, man. Doug, the decision Doug has to make on these veterans and all that, benching them and get, because if you on the line of fire, Doug, and they thinking about letting you go, so at this point, big dog, you might as well bench them because you ain't got nothing to lose anyway. How it should have been from day one, the moment that you found out that DeMar and Zach, let's stop beating around the bush, when they lay down on you, even Domas, a guy that you said he wanted clarity, that he wanted you as a head coach, when they lay down on you, big dog, that's when you should have been like, man, they on the bench, whether I'm coaching here or not. Scott Perry, I like you, bro. BJ, I like you dudes because I believe y'all turning the team around. But if your intentions is to set Doug up and firing, bro, you can get your ass out of here too. I'm sorry, Jesse, but get out of here, bro. Period, point blank, dog. Because we got a lot of respect. That's what I mean by true colors. When you show your true colors, we'd have loved you as Kings fans. We'd have loved you as a player, as a coach. We'd have loved everything about you, right? Hard nose. But as soon as you start turning and laying down and showing your true colors, we over you, bro. So, Scott, I hope that's not true, big dog. I hope you keeping Doug around and saying this is just a young generation that we're moving forward with. Doug, I want you to bite the bullet because I know we got you in a situation with these veterans, but you're going to have to go out there. I know how the city look at you. I hope it's that situation where it's like, Doug, I don't want to throw you out there like that, but we have to because we want to move on with you and this younger generation. But if it's a setup situation, bro, get out of here, bro. That's all I got, man.
What did he apologize to you for?
Because he cursed.
Yeah, he said ass. Oh. Ass is okay.
Oh, sweetie. All right. Let's see what Manny wants. I feel like we haven't heard from Manny in months.
Yeah, man. Where you been at? He don't even be having his commercial for the show.
Like I guess he tired of promoting. What's up, Manny?
Just out here working, man. Just out here working.
Oh yeah, you do have a job. All right.
It's funny, man, because like it's two things, right? Jesse, let me cook.
You got it, boss.
Two things. One, I think like for me personally, a lot of my anger or being upset or disappointment, it all gravitates towards how this comes down for Doug. Like, none of us think that you guys are going to win every game or we're even going to be a top-tier team or any of that. Just show the effort game in and game out for the sake of Doug. Like, to me, it's so much disrespect towards Doug the way that they're playing. Like, yeah, maybe all you guys' parts don't fit together. Maybe some of you guys want the ball just a little bit more, or you want more sets ran for you, or you want this, or you want that. But at the end of the day, have some pride for that man, because he has to speak upon you guys all the damn time. And have some pride for yourself. Some of you guys are quote-unquote Hall of Famers or top-tier players supposedly, or all this and that. Have some pride in your game and some, like, how do you go to work every day and not give forth all the effort you can, not only for the fans, for the city, for yourselves, but like, man, again, back to Doug, like for Doug, like we went off the air last Wednesday, we went off the podcast last Wednesday, and we had a little discussion, like, post, you know, post podcast, and it was like, man, dude, how many more weeks we got to sit here and try to spin this? Like, this is ugly. Like, I feel for James and Hammond, for D'Lo and KC. Like, we got to talk about aliens, Niagara Falls, and whatever the hell else is going
to
come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, welcome, because... welcome to the game, Manny. Welcome to the game, my brother. That's how it works. I'm going to replace the S word with the word trash. So just understand that as I'm gotcha. Reading this quote from DeMar DeRozan that he gave to Chris Biederman. I'm replacing the S word with the word trash. Again, Chris Biederman talked to DeMar DeRozan following the game last night, and DeMar DeRozan said, in a trash place, nobody want to lose the way we've been losing. I think it's just everything right now for us is just trash, honestly. Sometimes when you're in the deep end, it's hard to hear anything. You're just trying to swim your way out one way or another. That's what DeMar DeRozan said to Chris Biederman. Chris follows it up with, this is not a quote, this is Chris Biederman's writing. Worse yet, it appears very little has gone right in a season which first-year general manager Scott Perry mandated a change in culture to set a foundation for a sustainable winner. The problem with Perry's mission is that very few players who are getting big minutes on this Kings roster seem likely to be a part of this big-picture plan. That's from Chris Biederman's very, very latest article in the Sacramento Bee.
Kyle asked a question during the Insiders. What's the next move? What do you do if you're Scott Perry, if you're Doug Christie? Like right now, is it send guys home? Because trades really can't even happen for another month. So like saying like get these guys, yeah, we know that. We get it. But like what are you going to do for the next month? Are you just going to ride this out, hope that it changes? Or are you going to actively – maybe start to have conversations within the walls and with these players about, hey, do you want to go home?
You know who else doesn't know? Because I don't know. You don't. DeMar DeRozan doesn't either. Quote, I'm pretty sure everything comes into question when you're in the situation like we're in now. That's another thing that's frustrating. That's another thing. Only time will tell. We'll see. That's DeMar. DeMar doesn't know what's next either. But it's like I said earlier, Scott Perry, you're a good talker. Got a bunch of hostages.
I would love to know what he expected coming into this season. Just as far as the culture you're trying to build and just this group that, I mean, I'm not going to say you put together, but just the group you came into this year with, what did you expect? I know no one expected it to be this bad, but like I just would love to know his thoughts on it, I guess.
I think... I can't speak for him, obviously, but I think it lies somewhere around maybe what me and D'Lo thought, somewhere around there, maybe a little less, maybe around like what the Vegas odds was, maybe, you know, 36 wins, something like that. I don't think
they thought that. I think they thought closer to where we were to me, the thought process was easy. You don't like the basketball team. That's fine. It's not different than last year's. We're not. You have a training camp. You have. God, so much of what we said aged poorly. We thought you wouldn't have any drama. There's not going to be trade requests. There's not going to be firing. None of that stuff. And you have a full camp together with Zach, DeMar, you know, Russell Westbrook gets incorporated late, but you had Dennis the whole time. Like you have all of those things, and it's you finished 40 wins last year. You finished with what would we say, plus two or three for Doug in just his time as the head coach. Mm-hmm. Okay, thinking they might win 41 to 42, 43, that's not outrageous. They won 40 games, and last year was an absolute disaster.
Right.
I'll speak for me, but I think I'm speaking for both of us. Our very literal thought process was it can't be worse than that. The roster may not be much better, but it's not worse. So, yeah, they could finish without all of that messiness a little bit better than they were last year. Not even close. But that's why 36 wins just seemed outrageous to me. Now it seems way too high.
Right.
Now it's outrageous in the other direction. Like, why did you guys think they were going to win this many games? You're supposed to be the experts. Yeah, I think to answer Jesse's question and bounce off of what you were saying, I think it's closer to where you and I were thinking than where Las Vegas was thinking. Mm. It just, again, I'm an idiot. Sack Kings 7,600. That was foolish thinking. You're 100% right. I didn't think it could be worse than last year. I didn't see how or why.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, then, we're just talking, like, how did we get to this point where it blew up before the season even really got going?
I have no idea.
Like, it's just 12 games in. Oh, yeah, this is not, it's horrible.
It could be the injury at a position in which you just absolutely could not afford an injury. Mm-hmm. That could have played a factor. It could be the guy you brought in to play the starting position that you desperately needed didn't play well out of the gate, and you had to make a change there, and now you have an injury at the other position in which you desperately could not afford an injury. And again, this isn't, and here's, like, you're judged on wins and losses. That you, I think you said that earlier. You're judged on wins and losses. That's absolutely accurate. And to start the season, the Kings were losing games, but it never felt like they were that far away from winning games. It's like they've got to, you know, that fourth quarter, that clutch, DeMar DeRozan needs to return. They win at least two of those, like, seven games that they lost if that player is there. The guy who beat Dallas, the guy who finished second in clutch points, you know, the year prior. Like, that guy. But the last 13 days, that's been a completely different basketball team. The team that has lost eight straight, you know, four of them by, we'll say near 30, because one of them was 27 or more. Mm-hmm. That's a completely different basketball team than started the season. That's not the basketball team that lost to Denver. That's not the basketball team that lost to OKC the first time around. It's not the basketball team that lost to Phoenix. This is a completely different version of whoever those guys are. And that's, like, it's hard to pinpoint what happened between that. It really felt like it was that OKC game into the Minnesota game. Mm-hmm. All right, OKC, you got your ass whooped. That was the first one of the season. All right. No big deal. How can you regroup? Minnesota was not playing great at that time. And they walked into the Golden 1 Center Beach by 27. And everything has spiraled since then.
One of the things that potentially Scott Perry and that front office, BJ Armstrong, those guys, didn't account for was the way that these guys folded when things got tough. And that's me personally, that's not something that I thought I would see from DeMar DeRozan, from DeMontis Sabonis, from Zach LaVine, you know, from Dennis Schroeder. I didn't think when things got tough, when a little adversity hit, that they would fold the way they did. And that's got to be what has happened in my eyes, because you don't get beat by 30, 40 points numerous times within a week without you laying down. You know, and that's something that maybe that front office didn't account for. That's something that I know I didn't account for, mm-hmm. that they would just kind of fall apart the way they did that early. If you told me that's what happened in January, I could believe that a little bit more than that's what's going to happen 8, 9, 10 games into the season, that they just fall apart. That's crazy.
More from Chris Biederman. This not DeMar DeRozan, though. This is Zach LaVine. Quote, it's just something different every game. From the first five games to now, just completely different. But I appreciate the guys like Russ, DeMar. They're trying to look to get me going early. But it shouldn't be at the cost of other people either. We haven't been able to find a game where everybody is playing their game at the same time. It's not nobody's fault. It's not like I'm trying to not be aggressive or not score. We're all trying to share and sacrifice and figure out how to win. More from Zach LaVine. I'm not my best self when I take 8 to 10 shots. I can be as efficient as you want me to be, but if I'm taking 8 shots, it's like, what are we doing? So today, I was just, today meaning the Memphis game, I was just trying to be a little bit more aggressive, try to find my spots, find my teammates. Teammates were trying to find me, which was great. Zach LaVine, through all of this talk today, was 10 of 17 last night, 4 of 8 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 26 points. The problem is, when you score 26 points, your team scores 96, and you lose by, whatever the number is, 40-something, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And so Zach, it's great that Zach LaVine was more aggressive last night, but in the scope of the basketball game, it doesn't matter. And that was one of those things where it feels predictable. I think we talked about this yesterday. The most predictable thing would be for Zach LaVine to be super aggressive tonight against what felt like it was a bad Memphis Grizzlies team. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be aggressive against Oklahoma City, or Oklahoma City is going to keep him from being aggressive, and he's not strong enough to stand out in that group. He's not strong enough to push back against a good defense. The same exact thing happened for San Antonio. Those are two good basketball teams. The knock on him is when you go against a good basketball team, he's going to wither away. When you put him in a high-profile situation, he's going to shrink up.
And that's what he continues to feed into with his performances and the way that he goes about things. He hasn't done anything to prove the narrative wrong in recent years. Mm-hmm. This is what he's done. And look, this is all it's all content. It's all, you know, Chris did a great job with that. You know, one of the things that was frustrating to me and recently, and I know it's different because they're on the road, but nobody stepping up to the podium to speak. Yeah. None of the players. Yeah. Frustrating. So Chris did a fantastic job getting that out there, talking to those guys and all this other stuff.
And he'll be on the road for Denver too.
Yeah.
He'll be in Denver.
But the Kenny Caraway fan aspect of me, not the broadcast journalist that I am right now, but I'll speak to the fans like, bro, all right, whatever. Whatever, Zach. Whatever, DeMar. Like, you're just saying words to me at this point. You're just saying words. Your words don't match up with your actions. I know it is silly. It is ridiculous. And you can still lose by 30, 40 points. But give me a hard foul. Check somebody when they're yelling at you after an and-one. Dog, stop. Chill with all that. To let me know you have a pulse. Mm-hmm. To let me know you're alive. You just out there letting these things happen. There's plenty of time. Like Reese's middle school team will play the Sacramento Kings, and they'll get beat by 70, right? Because they're not good enough. They're just it's just a mismatch.
They're only going to win by 70?
Well, giving the kids a little okay, benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
But
God, it's really bad for Sacramento if that's the case.
But some of those guys will, you know, try to match up with somebody. They're showing that they care. Hell, I'm not asking these guys to cry, but they'll cry because they're getting beat up. They won't just walk around and get beat up and not have any reaction whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Whether it's mad, sad, turning up and doing your thing, like, they're not gonna have any reaction whatsoever. And that's what this group has. They talk, they say whatever they want afterwards. You have no reaction to just getting beat up, just getting your ass beat for the past week, basically. And look, let's also be real, the two games that they didn't get stomped out on the scoreboard, they weren't games. The Spurs game, they were never really had a chance of winning that game. In the second, Harrison Barnes and De'Aaron Fox said it's gotten to 6 and it's gotten a little too close. They pushed it up to 15 where it was for the majority of the game. So, yeah, better effort, I guess. But, man, they've been lifeless for a while now.
Chris asked Zach LaVine about his lack of playing time in the previous two fourth quarters. Zach said, and I quote, "I'll always be a team guy. Personally, I don't like it. I've never not played in the fourth quarter, but when you're trying to find a way to win, you do whatever you can. I think he's just trying to find anything, anyone, to go out there and find a win. I think I'm more than capable of doing that. If I'm 10 for 10 or 0 for 10, I'm a guy that scored more points in the fourth quarter than a lot of people in this league. So I think I should be on the floor." Will Z, if you just happen to be listening, and you might not be because you and your wonderful wife are moving into a beautiful house, could we look up to see if that's true? Where does Zach LaVine rank in terms of fourth quarter scoring in the NBA? Because he is not someone I would think about, despite the fact he can often be a premier scorer. That felt like a very politically correct answer for Zach LaVine to give that question. I don't know what answer I would expect him to give. Mm-hmm. He's a competitor. He wants to be on the floor. I understand that. But when your team is in the situation that it is in, it'll be interesting to see how that, to see if that line manifests itself into something else as the, is maybe the games in the fourth quarter start to add up.
Right. And I'll take his words very literally. He's probably right. That doesn't mean he's at the top of the list, but if there's 500 players in the league and he has more fourth quarter points than 350 of them, that's a lot of people. You know what I mean? In sure. a very literal sense. That doesn't mean he's up there with DeRozan and Fox and stuff like that, but in a literal sense, yeah, sure, he's right. But, you know, it's one of those things where you – to a certain degree, you gotta earn the opportunity to play in those moments when this is what's going on. If you're on a winning team, if you got other guys around you, you guys aren't getting stomped out every other game, then sure, maybe you get the benefit of the doubt being Zach LaVine in this league. But when things are going bad and you're not contributing or you're not doing what needs to be done to turn things around, you have to earn the right to be out there in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
You have to earn that. And if Doug is seeing something that is showing that you're not earning that opportunity, you got to wear that, Zach. You got to wear that. Simple as that. Like, you haven't been performing for three quarters. You haven't been performing the last week or so. You getting? I don't. So I'm saying, I don't want to hear about you being. I think I should be out there. You haven't done anything to deserve that in this moment. Come on, man. Ain't nobody hearing that. You're shooting six times a night. Who cares?
We'll come back. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's see what Mitch talking about here. That's always an adventure. 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Well, taking shots. How you doing, D-Lo?
Oh.
Second, what's up, Casey?
What's up, Mitch?
Mitch Whisperer.
What's up, big dog?
Yeah. How about, you know, a lot of places, you don't want to earn your money? You sit down. They should bench these guys. Get them out of here as soon as possible. Play a youth. That's a line from Frank Wynn and my cousin Vinny. And the Kings trying to be as bad as the Raiders. They're having a race. Two teams I want to mention before I let you go, especially you, KC.
Okay.
Fight on. We're going to beat the Ducks tomorrow.
I'll be rooting for you.
Who's going to have a better season, the Dodgers or the Giants? Now you can do the fade, Jesse.
Go ahead, Jesse. Do your little gimmick.
All right, Mitch. I'll remember that one.
Do your little fade, Jesse.
Mitch wasn't having it today.
I've been a Mitch guy.
He's fired up today. Mitch, what's your problem? Jeez.
King's got Mitch in a bad mood. I do think USC is going to win tomorrow. At least I'm going to root for them to win. And the Dodgers will have a better offseason because they'll be parading around a championship trophy.
Oh, speaking of, did you see who the latest advisor is for the Lakers, I guess? It's your boy Farhan.
No way.
Yeah, he's going to be in some advisory role or something like that.
All right, we got a shot.
Farhan Zaidi.
All right, it's time. It's time, baby. This is when we make our move on the Lakers, baby. Because he's going to, you know, I know what the wins and losses, but the reality of the situation is when you have Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves, and LeBron James all on your team, your absorb is not as high as it needs to be. I think we need to get rid of those guys because the absorb will improve when you have Gabe Vincent in there more regularly, as well as having DeAndre Ayton in there.
He's basically be like an advisor consultant type role. So,
boy, you're gonna get LeBron and Luka out of there. They score too much.
What's an advisor?
Advises, you know? You should do this, you should do that.
Really? You think that's what he's going to do?
Yes. I mean,
let this guy come. Hey, here's what I think you should do. get out of my face.
Ramona Shelburne put out an article, tweet, whatever. It says, how do the Lakers start operating more like the Dodgers? They bring in Dodgers executives Farhan Zaidi and Andrew Friedman to start consulting on the Dodgers way. Zaidi is serving as new owner Mark Walters' representative from TWG Sports in the transition process.
Farhan needs to go get coffee and shut up.
See, where'd Rob go? Rob says Alvin Gentry is an advisor. That's right. I know what Alvin Gentry does.
Yeah, and his advisory role is vibes a lot of the time.
Yeah, Farhan does not have vibes. Who are we talking about? Farhan does not have vibes. Get out of here. You're going to advise the Los Angeles Lakers on something. Oh, get out of here.
And the thought that he can just step into the basketball world.
Bro, David Jackson. David Jackson speaking the truth. It's like a radio consultant. I was no good at this, but let me tell you how you should do it. Boy, has that person been robbing money from radio stations for a long time?
Look, let's go even further. It's like if I was an HVAC consultant. I have no idea what I'm doing.
That's right.
I haven't even been in this profession.
What I'm going to consult you to do is to call someone who knows what the hell they're talking
about. Farhan Zaidi ain't never done nothing with basketball. What the hell is he doing advising anything?
I have no idea.
What? Like I said, David, I can't even say I failed at this. I've never done this in my life. This isn't my world. Boy, I tell you, man. I just need... I just, one job and one, and you can do anything in the world. That's why you're worried about people getting fired. Man, this dude Farhan got fired, and then he moved to a job with the Lakers. These people are made men, man.
Well, I don't think made he got men. Fired by the Dodgers, did he?
He got fired by the Giants.
Yeah, and then
and moved to a job with the Lakers eventually. How?
Failed upwards.
Well, I feel like his job is with the Dodgers, and just because the Dodgers and Lakers are buddy-buddy, he's now advising the Lakers.
Do you think Farhan
did win
to...
a World Series championship? That's World Series champion Farhad Zaid.
Yeah, good point. Do you think he wants to speak on the show about his new job?
Well, I mean, look, I understand what KC's saying.
You needed this impression today?
I get it, and I understand that KC is dubious of some of my credentials. But look, when you talk about the Vazorb, that is what's going to keep the Lakers at the top. Not Luka, not LeBron. Yeah. Those guys need to go. When you have the Vazorb of the whole situation tells me Gabe Vincent should be running more pick and roll with DeAndre Ayton.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, he should be having more time on the court with Bronny.
Okay. That's great.
Mike Brown show up right now?
No, he absolutely didn't.
No, look, David, look, I know you
didn't
see me.
It sounded like Mike Brown. I didn't mean for this to happen. But.
I was in the back. Nobody saw me here. And one of the things that Farhan forgot to say.
Doug coughed during the post game last night and I almost died. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Doug just coughed. God damn it, Doug, no.
I think we got to run the tape back, too, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was channeling all the old Kings coaches last night.
I heard
yesterday.
All of that.
Like,
he said, we got to watch the tape. Hey. Like, no.
No, speaking of hearing all of that, hey, so they just ran back the bit at the end of yesterday's show during the Kings game, huh?
Oh, my God.
Like, it was bar for bar.
This
is not a joke. This is actually happening.
The Kings were down 30. And scored like a 9-2 run. And
like 5-2.
Someone on the broadcast said, I sense a momentum swing.
Jesus almost fell Christ. out of my couch.
Oh, man. We're going to do this all season.
James Hamm, Gimmick, and Fridgman on Six Quick Thoughts. Take a lap. Whoa, take a what?
Did he have a? Did he respond?
Yeah.
To that?
Did you confront him?
I just wanted to see what he would say. No, he just take a lap. He just threw that in there all willy nilly.
No, he did it again on the air today.
Yes, I was waiting to see. No,
that was crazy. No copyright, nothing. No trademark.
I was just scrolling Twitter. Oh, see, wait, is that? What does that say?
Just stole your whole gimmick.
Chaos in Sacramento land.
Oh, man.
Every media member is going to hate us so much by the time this season is over.
Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah,
like
Dave
I said, we're
posting pictures of food. Like,
that looked terrible.
Dave, that canned cheese that he had on there?
Oh, my gosh. On some dry ass. That looked. Hey. To each his own. I'm not
that
judging
was,
what people eat.
That I was
looked,
like,
it looked
Dave,
terrible.
It said 8 straight losses, and I looked at that play like, Dave, no, don't do it. Don't do it, Dave.
What?
Like what? Cheese Whiz or something. Hey,
what did Randy Moss say that one time? Just so rude. He's like, man, I wouldn't even feed my dog this food. Talk about the Vikings.
Mrs. McTan said he had some prison food.
Oh, Dave was on the yard.
Oh, man.
Bro, that was Randy Moss, bro. I wouldn't even feed my dog.
Well, I understand. I don't know who this is.
What?
Depression meals
Kyle,
are a thing. No, I get that.
Is it Kyle G or is it? I guess. I don't know.
Oh, is that what it is? Kyle G?
It might. Well, I
oh,
was
Kyle,
say,
yeah, Kyle G. Yeah.
I was going to say Kyle Leg.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought it said, too.
Might be Kyle G. I don't know, man.
And that felt obscene to me.
I know.
So I didn't
say
it. Oh man, good callback here. We at sorry turkey drive levels again.
I feel like we're worse than that right now.
I mean, they can't
these
come to the
losers
turkey drive,
can't
though.
Come to my turkey drive.
They can't. They can't. They can't. They don't deserve to go to the turkey drive. It's bad. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday and earlier today. I mean, I don't know these men personally, but just from afar and appreciating their game, like, yeah, man, I hate that I got to feel this way about DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that I got to feel this way about Zach LaVine.
Can we follow this up since you mentioned Zach LaVine?
Yeah.
From Will Z. Zach LaVine ranks 52nd in the NBA with 3,568 fourth quarter points. Among active players, he ranks 19th. He shot 45% from the field and 37.5 from three in the fourth quarter. For context, he shot 47 and 39 in the first, 49 and 42 in the second, and 47 and 38 in the fourth. So far this year, he's shooting 38% from the field and 21% from three in the fourth quarter. So historically, meaning his career, he's a good fourth quarter scorer.
I know Benny 916 and others are mad. They 52nd put a clown for dog. It's 52nd all time.
Yeah, that wasn't 52nd in the league.
Even if he was 52nd in the league, there's like 500 players in
among
the league.
Active this, players. He's 19th.
But even with him saying
above
that,
above him is CJ McCollum, Jrue Holiday, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis, Brad Beal, go on and on. Number one is who?
Oh, that's a good question. Number one, fourth quarter all time. I'm going to just be safe.
Oh, this is active. This is active. This is active.
Is it DeMar?
This should be very easy.
Is DeMar?
No, DeMar's five, but think about it.
Kevin Durant.
No.
LeBron.
Yeah, the guy who's been in the league for
such a boring answer.
Who's second?
Active players, the guy who's been in the league 22 years.
Kevin Durant.
Right,
I got that right. Let me get a point for that one.
It's the guys who have been in the league forever. LeBron is number one. Kevin Durant's number two. Obviously, incredibly skilled scorers, but veterans. LeBron James, Kevin Durant's number two. James Harden, Russell Westbrook is number four. DeMar DeRozan is number five. Mm-hmm. Then you got Chris Paul, Steph, Dame, Giannis, Kyrie to round out the top ten.
What I would say to
thanks, Will.
To Zach LaVine in that situation is, look, I understand that. I respect that. But what you've done in the past ain't doing nothing for us right now. What you've done in the past in the fourth quarter ain't doing nothing for these first three quarters where you've put up five shots.
Yeah, this kind of the situation is created for himself, no?
Yeah, this is the bet he made. If you were, I'm almost certain that if you were talking about Zach LaVine, if you were 4 of 17 going into the fourth quarter, that Doug Christie wouldn't bench you. Like, it's not a good game. Like, you're not cooking. The shooting percentage is bad. But you're showing a level of aggression that Doug Christie, he's not hitting right now, but I like his aggressive nature. And I'm a bank on the fact of history, of what he's shown in this league, that he can shoot himself out of this at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You were 4 of 17, 3 of 17. He wouldn't be benching you. But when you're like 1 of 6, like, bro, what are you doing? You're not even here tonight.
Yeah.
That's why you're getting benched.
Overcommitter says ruthless aggression. I think this is ruthless depression.
Good call.
That's what we're dealing with.
Put it on a shirt.
For the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings era of basketball. Ruthless depression.
That's a good one. Put it on a shirt.
Not good, man. Not good at all.
It's simple, but it's just a group of guys that just aren't bought into goal they have or just system identity, just whatever's been thrown out there. They're just not bought in anyone.
I don't think that works in any walk of life. Like, it doesn't work here, right? There's some cohesiveness that has to work with, and I didn't mean, obviously, the show, of course, but like in our profession, like everybody in this building has to work together in one way or another. Wherever you work, it's probably the same thing. Mm-hmm. You might not like the people you work with. You might not always agree with what your company is doing. But to a certain degree, you probably all have to work together to try to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. And the Kings got a bunch of guys who are forced to work together, and they all want to do the group project differently.
Mm. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.